The conversation played itself out word for word. The sergeant was disciplined, and the missionary was questioned. The mob appeared, their growl could be heard, and the revered George Parma made his wild appeal. Mallow drew his gun, and the missionary, as he was dragged away, lifted his arms in a mad, final curse, and a tiny flash of light came and went. The scene ended, with the officers frozen at the horror of the situation, while Twer clamped shaking hands over his ears, and Mallow calmly put his gun away. The lights were on again. The empty space in the center of the floor was no longer even apparently full. Mallow, the real Mallow of the present, took up the burden of his narration. "The incident, you see, is exactly as the prosecution has presented it. On the surface. I'll explain that shortly. James Twer's emotions through the whole business shows clearly a priestly education, by the way. It was on that same day that I pointed out certain incongruities in the episode to Twer. I asked him where the missionary came from in the midst of the near-desolate tract we occupied at the time. I asked further where the gigantic mob had come from with the nearest sizable town 100 miles away. The prosecution has paid no attention to such problems. Or to other points. For instance, the curious point of George Parma's blatant conspicuousness. A missionary on Corel, risking his life in defiance of both Corellian and Foundation law, parades about in a very new and very distinctive priestly costume. There's something wrong there. At the time, I suggested that the missionary was an unwitting accomplice of the Commodore, who was using him in an attempt to force us into an act of wildly illegal aggression to justify, in law, his subsequent destruction of our ship and of us. The prosecution has anticipated this justification of my actions. They have expected me to explain that the safety of my ship, my crew, my mission itself were at stake and could not be sacrificed for one man, when that man would in any case have been destroyed, with us or without us. They reply by muttering about the Foundation's honor and the necessity of upholding our dignity in order to maintain our ascendancy. For some strange reason, however, the prosecution has neglected George Parma himself. As an individual. They brought out no details concerning him. Neither his birthplace, nor his education, nor any detail of previous history.